From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the book of Judges. Shamgar, the third judge in Israel, had died. Repeating a pattern that pervades the book of Judges, the people had fallen away from God as soon as Shamgar's influence was gone. Consequently, God gave them into bondage to Jabin, the king of Canaan. In their misery, they cried to the Lord for deliverance, and in his mercy, God raised up Deborah to lead the army of Israel against Sisera, Jabin's captain. Before coming to Deborah, however, Dr. Cairns takes the time to sound a warning against the sin which had brought Israel to this sad state, as he brings the opening portion of a message called The Price of Backsliding. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's selection is entitled The Life-Giving Stream. The text is found in Ezekiel chapter 47 and verse 9. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. The living waters in the prophet's vision flowed into the Dead Sea and carried life with them, even into that stagnant lake. Where grace goes, spiritual life is the immediate and the everlasting consequence. Grace proceeds sovereignly according to the will of God, even as a river in all its windings follows its own sweet will. And wherever it comes, it does not wait for life to come to it, but it creates life by its own quickening flow. Oh, that it would pour along our streets and flood our slums! Oh, that it would now come into my house and rise till every chamber were made to swim with it! Lord, let the living water flow to my family and my friends, and let it not pass me by. I hope I have drunk of it already, but I desire to bathe in it, yea, to swim in it. O my Savior, I need life more abundantly. Come to me, I pray thee, till every part of my nature is vividly energetic and intensely active. Living God, I pray thee, fill me with thine own life. I am a poor dry stick. Come and make me so to live that, like Aaron's rod, I may bud and blossom and bring forth fruit unto thy glory. Quicken me for the sake of my Lord Jesus. Amen.
Broken, may the doors fling open,
Have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs at freepres.org. That's ltbs at freepres.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study.
the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time, and she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah, between Ramah and Bethel, in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kedesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun. And I will draw unto thee, to the river Kishon, Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with thee. Notwithstanding, the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and he went up with 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went with him. Now Heber the Kenite, which was of the children of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, had severed himself from the Kenites, and pitched his tent unto the plain of Zaanaim, which is by Kadesh. And they showed Sisera that Barak the son of Abinoam was gone up to Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him, from Harosheth of the Gentiles unto the river of Kishon. And Deborah said unto Barak, Up, for this day, or this is the day in which the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And the Lord discomfited Sisera and all his chariots and all his host with the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Sisera lighted down from off his chariot and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariots and after the host, unto Harosheth of the Gentiles, and all the host of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. Howbeit Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jeel, the wife of Heber the Kenite. For there was peace between Jabin the king of Hazor and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Jeel went out to meet Sisera and said unto him, Turn in, my lord, turn in to me, fear not. And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And he said unto her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk and gave him drink and covered him. Again he said unto her, Stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man doth come and inquire of thee and say, Is there any man here? That thou shalt say, No. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent, and took an hammer in her hand, and went softly unto him, and smote the nail into his temples, and fastened it into the ground. For he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him, and said unto him, Come, and I will show thee the man whom thou seekest. And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. Our text tonight is taken from the following chapter, Judges 5, verse 12 and verse 24. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, utter a song. Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam. Verse 24, blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. There's a dreary monotony about the record of Israel's backslidings in the book of Judges. No sooner do we read that the Lord raised up a judge and a deliverer and gave a great victory and so many years of rest, but that then we read Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, went away backward into sin, lost the blessing, and came under bondage to some heathen potentate. It's a dreary, monotonous catalogue of constant, repeated backslidings. And yet the repetition of Israel's sin is very needful. We do well to take note that Judges is in the Bible. We do well to take note of these continued allusions to the backslidings of the covenant people of God. It's always been true that God's people are foolishly prone to wander. But this is an age in which it is peculiarly and strikingly true that Christians need to be constantly warned of the dangers of departure from their God, the dangers of falling away from their profession of love for and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And because we need to be constantly warned, the book of Judges is a very appropriate book for us. The opening verses of chapter 4 paint a picture of spiritual gloom and doom. Immediately we're made to see the people here. As soon as we address the problem, we come face to face with the real culprits, the children of Israel. The children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. Had you been in Israel in those days, especially in the northerly section of the kingdom, you would have heard many people give their comments and their complaints about what was wrong in the land. And just as Christians in every other age, those people would have focused their attention on the very obvious troubles in the nation. You would have heard a lot about the Canaanites. You have heard a lot about Jabin, their idolatrous king. You'd have heard a lot about the wicked skills of Sisera and the mighty hosts that he led against the people of God. They were obvious problems in the land. But yet, as the Lord looks at the situation, he does not start with the Canaanites. In fact, they come at the end of his recital. He does not start with Jabin the idolater. He does not start with Sisera and the persecuting armies. He starts with the children of Israel, because the problem in Israel did not start with the heathen. It did not start with the world. It started with God's people. How we need to learn that. We look out today and we see obvious enemies of God and of God's truth. We need to understand that the problem has its root in the church. It has its root in the hearts and the lives of God's people. It has its root in their departure from their God, in the fact that they do not take seriously the things that they profess to believe. That's the real problem. These children of Israel were children of God's special covenant. They had enjoyed great blessings. He had given them no reason to rebel, but they had gone back after the weak and beggarly elements of the world. They had no excuse. They sinned against light. They were the children of Israel with the written word of God in their hand. They had received the ministry of anointed prophets. They had in their midst the tabernacle of God. They had the daily sacrifice that was constantly pointing them to Christ. Every minute detail of the law that regulated the daily lives of the children of Israel was intended to humble the pride of man and point their hearts toward Christ. They were surrounded by the effulgence of God's light, and yet they sinned against it. Inexcusable departure. Backsliding. Is it any wonder that God gave them up to the hand of Jabin and Sisera, the captain of his host? Is it any wonder that God has withdrawn the power from his church today? Is it any wonder that our voice is merely a voice in the wilderness, that our testimony does not have the ringing clarity and power that once it had? There was a time, you know, that what preachers said in America was what really counted. I know that times are different. But remember that the hearts of men are never different. It comes as a surprise to people nowadays to find out that a mere couple of generations back, the daily newspapers were filled with what men of God had to say in a situation. The voice that molded the opinion of the people was the voice that came from God through the pulpit. But that's no longer the case. Last week I referred to Ted Turner's iniquitous speech regarding the power and position of the media, in which he referred to Jesus Christ as a loser. And he wanted no man who would die for his sin. I hope that you're not a supporter in any way of anything that the foul hand of Mr. Turner has anything to do with, because God will blow upon that man. You watch him very carefully. But what he had to say was that we in the press, especially in the television, we are the people who form the opinions of the populace at large. Sadly, that is all too true. But before we run blaming the Ted Turners and the Ted couples and all the other Teds that are to the fore in that business, let us come to ourselves and realize that all the power in the world cannot stand against the power of God. If God's church had the authority, the mighty power, the amen of God, the ringing clarity of heaven behind its ministry, there is nothing that could stand in our way. The trouble starts with God's people.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.